Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the knowledge of the unseen to Rasulullah and also to some of his blessed awliya Allah in this ummah. If someone has this belief, what is he according to my respected opponent? Whether he is a mushrik or a kafir or a gumrah or a bidati. Very simple question. Second topic, whatever I will see, if my friend says I want a scan for it, I will give scan for it. Similarly, whatever I need, he has to provide scan for any website on his any blog spot. All my scans will be provided at this link. Let me show you. Our brother has said that Sunni Muslim is lying. So tomorrow if I do not scan Fatwa-e Razviya, volume 29, page 206, where Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahimahullah said that Prophet is not Hazir and Nazir, so I am a liar. This has been recorded, it will go on YouTube. So tomorrow, this scan will be on this page. That topic is a separate topic. Now coming to my last question, how does my dear friend explain this incident, which I will be scanning again? Rashid Ahmad Gangohi was in Deoband in a small village. Some people brought water to him in an earthen pot. He drank the water and said, the water is bitter. So his students, they asked him, Ya Sheikh, why is this water bitter? He went in Maraqaba and said, the earth from which this pot is made, it has been brought from the grave of a man who is suffering in the grave. Tomorrow I will scan this inshallah also. Okay? But whatever I need, my brother has to provide the reference like I am providing. So how did Rashid Ahmad Gangohi had this ilm that the ghada, the pot is made of earth from a grave and the man is suffering in the grave? What constitutes this? Kufr, shirk, bidah or haram? Jazakumullahu al-khaira. Yeah, I have 1 minute left. Just to sum up my question. What is the ruling of Sharia on a person who thinks that Allah gave the knowledge of the unseen to his blessed Prophet and to also to some of his awliya Allah? According to Deobandi school of thought, what it is, whether it is shirk or bidah or what it is, they have to clarify. Second, the incidents I mentioned. Third, about the clarification of Hazir and Nazir, which is not the topic. If I am a real Muslim, I will tomorrow scan this, inshallah, on this link. Jazakumullahu khairan.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I have the Quran here in front of me and it's clear ayat in the Quran Surah Naml ayat number 65 in where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ Say, none in the heavens and the earth knows the ghaib, I'd unseen, except Allah. Similarly, like we have the kalma of Islam, la ilaha illallah. Similarly, here we have, la ya'lam man fi samawati wal ardu ghaiba illallah. Similarly, like we have the ayat of the Quran, qul huwa Allahu ahad. So Allah Ta'ala says here, qul, la ya'lam man fi samawati wal ardu ghaiba illallah. Where here we are opposed with the Razakhanis, they don't believe in illallah of the Quran. And rather than asking me questions, first define what do you mean by ghaib? Little ghaib or big ghaib or how much ghaib do you mean by your aqidah? And the other thing we have in the Ahadith Rasul, Sahih Bukhari and Mishkat and other Sahih Ahadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was poisoned in a meal by a Jewish woman. In Khaybar, Sunni Muslim, do you think the Prophet ﷺ deliberately eaten from that poisonous meal, allowing the Sahaba to die as well? Read the Mishkat, and how many Sahaba died of that? Prophet ﷺ did that knowingly, deliberately. Please come and tell me. First define what do you mean by ilm ghaib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So, You do not believe in the Quran. You have refuted the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is contradicting. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. There are no contradictions in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, no one knows the ghaib. And then Allah Ta'ala says, yes, others know as well. So, you are telling us, in other words, that Quran is contradicting itself. So, first of all, come and tell me, why did Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eat from the poisonous food? It's in the Sahih Bukhari. Mic is free.
Jazakumullah. I am very sure everything is being recorded. First of all, my dear brothers and sisters, last time I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave some of the knowledge of the unseen to Prophet, and you see our respected brother coming here and bringing an incident, then why did Prophet consume the food having poison? So now the question is, he is asking why Allah did not give this knowledge of unseen to Prophet. Na'uz billah min zali. We cannot decide or ask why Allah gave which knowledge or which knowledge he did not give. So please do not question the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that why he did not give the knowledge of this unseen fact. As I reiterated last time, our belief is Allah gave the knowledge whatever he chose. And I specifically told, because I know these people, they take a U-turn. I specifically said, and when I speak on the mic, I do not see in the text. Okay, that is one thing. Allah knows, I do not see in the text, because I get deviated. I reiterated last time itself, Allah gave the knowledge of the unseen, I told, not everything. So now my dear friend is asking, why Allah did not tell about this incidence of poison to Rasulullah? So he is asking the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, coming to the Quranic verse which he quoted, there is a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam quoted by Imam Ibn Kathir. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, man qala fil Qur'an bi ra'ihi fatazawwa fa'azzani minan nar. Whoever says about Quran from his own personal desire should be ready to go in hellfire. My dear brother brings a Quranic verse which says, none has the knowledge of the unseen except Allah. Exactly. And Allah gives this knowledge which He has to some of His creatures. That is what is called His knowledge. It is with His Zat. He is Alim, all-knowing. But He bestows this knowledge to some of His creatures. Proof from Quran. Can someone invite Sahil Jan, please? Because I am finding it difficult. I cannot invite him. Okay, now here is the proof from the Quran. And I will give the explanation of this verse by Imam Hajar al-Asqalani and Imam Qurtubi. Okay? Not from my own book or from my own personal understanding. He discloses not his unseen gap to anyone except only to
Darbar.
Surah 72 verse 26. What a clear statement. The first verse which my respected brother quoted, it says Allah has the knowledge of the unseen, and this verse says from His knowledge He gives the knowledge to His chosen people. And what did Imam Hajar al-Asqalani write? He was not from Deoband, he was not from Barelvi, he was not an innovator, he was not a misguider, he understood Arabic better than me, you and Ashraf Ali Thani and Ahmad Raza Khan. Let us see what he told. He said, Allahu Akbar. Imam Hajar al-Asqalani quotes Imam Qurtubi and said, the truthful, righteous Muslim, al-Muslim al-Sadiq al-Sali, is he whose state matches the Prophet, and there is bestowed, ukrima, some of these gifts which are. And this is the, behold the unseen, wahuwa ala italla al-ghaib. As for the disbeliever, al-kafir, the corrupt person, al-fasiq, and the contentious who confutes the matter of the listeners, al-mikhtalat, then no. Then he says further, from this verse it says that the Prophet can know some of the unseen knowledge, and so do the saints. He uses the Arabic word wali. And also those saints which follow each Prophet, that they take a gift, yukram, with his knowledge. The difference is that the Prophet looks at his knowledge through all kinds of revelation, while the saint does not look upon it. My dear brothers and sisters, this is just one verse which I have quoted with the explanation from Imam Hajar al-Asqalani. If any reference is needed, I shall be eager and happy to post it. I shall leave the mic for my brother. Jazakum Allahul Khaira.
Yes, mashallah. A Sunni Muslim has said the Prophet ﷺ deliberately eaten the poisonous food and let the Sahaba die. Prophet ﷺ knew according to him or didn't know? I asked him, he knew according to your Mushrikana Akida. According to Raza Khani, he knew. And now he says, do not ask this. This is what we are debating. What we are debating, you say, do not ask this. Imam Ibn Kathir rahmatullah ta'ala is writing on the ayat, commenting on the ayat, Surah Namal, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ بَلِ الدَّارَكْ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهَا بَلْ هُمْ مِّنْهَا عَمُونَ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that say none knows the ghayb, none knows. He says this, yes, Awliya knows and all the prophets knows. Na'uzu billah min zalik. Na'uzu billah. This is la ilaha illallah. This is qul la ya'lamu man fis samawati wal ardi al ghaiba illallah. And Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he is commenting, he is quoting Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, that whoever says that Prophet knows what's going to happen tomorrow, ya'lamu ma fi ghad, whoever says that Prophet knows what's happening tomorrow, what's going to happen tomorrow, he has blasphemed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that no one knows the knowledge of the unseen, no creation on the heavens and no creation on the earth. And this is quoted in Sahih Muslim. Now this hadith number is 1877. Sahih Muslim. In Sahih Muslim, hadith number 77, Kitabul Iman, Sahih Muslim. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, whoever tells you that Prophet knows ghaib is a liar. Surah Al-Khan Barelvi is a liar. According to the Quran, according to Ummul Mu'mineen, Sahih hadith in Sahih Muslim, Kitabul Iman, Kitab of faith, book of Iman. Now who is responsible for those people who died, who consumed poisonous food, my dears? Sunni Muslim, there are more than 1,000 issues on this knowledge of ghaib. You say, don't ask me. Why not? Why not ask you? If you don't allow me to ask you, then don't debate on this issue. The issue that we will debate, I will be asking you, inshallah. I have given you so far one ayah of the Quran and Ummul Mu'mineen's fatwa that these people are liars and mushriks. Whoever say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given ghaib, or whoever knows tomorrow. Now, the food was in front of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Prophet did not know. And Prophet was eating to a certain level. And then this is a great miracle of Prophet ﷺ, that the meat spoken to the Prophet ﷺ, it's in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim and other hadiths. And the meat said, O Prophet of God, don't eat me. Do not eat me. I have poison mixed into me. Sunni Muslim, you cannot run from this topic, inshallah. This is why I wanted to see you face to face. Anyway, mic is free.
Okay, Jazakumullah. My dear brothers and sisters, the explanation of the Imam Hajar al-Asqalani and Imam Qurtubi was left. And I am speaking in a very simple English, which everyone can understand. And this is for the last time, because this is going on YouTube. I told last time, Prophet did not have the knowledge of the unseen by himself, that whatever he wants, he can know. I made it in the very first statement, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to give it to Prophet, he gave. And now my respected brother comes again and asks the same question, that why did Prophet eat that food? simple reason. Allah Azza wa Jalla did not think it, the hikmah of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not to give the knowledge of that incident to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. What a simple statement. Did anyone ever say that Prophet had the knowledge of the unseen with his own power? No. Anyway, one Quranic verse was quoted last time with its explanation by Imam Hajar al-Asqalani and Imam Qurtubi. Here is ayat number 2, inshallah ta'ala wa rahman. We will come to hadith later. My brother is quoting hadith from Sahih Muslim and Bukhari. I will be quoting at least 80 hadith from Sheikh Jibrail's website. But first let us see the Quran, then we will go to hadith. And we granted you knowledge of what you knew not, and the bounty of Allah for you has been infinite. So Allah gave the knowledge of what Prophet did not know. Tirmidhi, now first we let's only stick to Quranic verses. Allahu Akbar. This is ayat number 2. Now ayat number 3. Okay? Surah 11 verse 49. Very clear for our respected brother to understand. And I am not making any personal insult or attack on any Deobandi alim. So I wish our respected brother can have little manner and stop talking bad about Ahmad Rida Khan. I have not mentioned any Deobandi ulama in this whole discussion. Ayat number 3. This is of the tidings of the unseen which we revealed to you. You did not know before it, before this, nor your people. Allahu Akbar. Allah has the knowledge of the unseen and He gives it to those whom He wants. This is the Aqidah of Imam Hajar al-Asqalani, Imam Qurtubi, and all of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We will be quoting to Hadith later, inshallah. Another Quranic verses. Allahu Akbar. This is from Surah number 9, verse 94. I am giving the chapter, Surah number, so that people, because this is going on YouTube. Allah has already informed us of the true states of matters concerning you. It is your actions that Allah and His obstacle will observe. Okay, inshallah ta'ala wa rahman. Later I will also be quoting fatwa from Mufti Ibrahim Desai. That will be in the later course of discussion, inshallah. Mufti Ibrahim Desai will be quoted on this matter, inshallah, on the hadith of that Prophet is shown our actions in his grave. He knows it. I have got that this is a sahih hadith. Mufti Ibrahim Desai has said. Anyway, I have given these Quranic verses. I want my respected brother to come and give his point of view. And in the last statement, Allah gave the knowledge of unseen what Allah deemed it wise. It was the hikmah of Allah. Whatever knowledge Allah thought, He gave it to Prophet. So we cannot say, did not Prophet know that Mushrikeen will attack Kaaba or this is going to happen? No. Whatever knowledge Allah gave to Prophet, he had that. He did not give the knowledge of the incidence of the poison. That is the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear Sunni brothers, please keep recording and make a speech. This will be on YouTube. I shall leave the mic for my respected brother. Jazakumullahu al-khairah.
MashaAllah, 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 Alhamdulillah. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Kareem. He is still not answering my question. His belief is that Prophet knows the unseen. Prophet knows the ghaib. While the food is in front of him, he is eating it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his ashab companion, Rizwanullah alayhim. And how many, I asked him, how many sahaba passed away? He hasn't answered me. This is only one. On a journey, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba are there. Hadrat Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha and her necklace falls. And they're all looking for it, looking for it, looking for it. Cannot find it. And where was it? When they got up and ready to go, it was under a camel. Sunni Muslim, my dear, would someone who knows the web look for something and cannot find it? Here come Raza Khan Barelvi's Malfuzat. He said the Prophet ﷺ was promised once by Jibreel alayhi salam that I will come in certain time. Prophet ﷺ was waiting. And as soon as Prophet ﷺ stepped out of his house, Jibreel alayhi salam standing out there. And Prophet ﷺ said, "Oh Jibreel, why are you not coming?" He said, "Oh Allah's Prophet, you have a dog in your house, under your bed." Prophet ﷺ looked for it and it was under the bed. Yes. You tell me, would someone who has the knowledge of unseen look? Can you believe that? Mic dropped. Ya Allah khair. What I am saying is, Raza Khan Barelvi is writing in his Malfuzat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angel, Jibreel alayhi salam, prophet, promised once Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will come in certain time into your house. And then Prophet was waiting for the appointed time and he did not turn up. As soon as Prophet stepped outside of his house, Jibreel alayhi salam was there. Raza Khan Barelvi is writing that there was a dog under Prophet's bed. But this was the reason why Jibreel alayhi salam did not enter the house of Prophet. On a certain journey, Prophet looked for the necklace of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, looked for it. Abu Bakr radiallahu, Umar radiallahu, Usman radiallahu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu, and other Sahaba Rizwanullah alayhi majmain, none could find it. And you tell me that only Allah knows ghaib. Why Prophet looking for necklace, Sahaba looking for it, cannot find it. When they got ready to go, they got up to go, and it was under a camel. You know this. There are many, many incidents. Whereas Raza Khan Barelvi says the Prophet knows everything. Only Allah knows everything. This was the reason that Raza Khan Barelvi did not write any seerat book. Why? Because the incident in the seerat will contradict his belief. So Sunni Muslim, why are you not answering my questions? The thing that you are debating, why are you avoiding? The issue that you are debating is the issue that you are avoiding. Why are you avoiding the issue that you are debating? You have to talk on this. The why Prophet ﷺ, how come Prophet ﷺ eaten food? I asked you how many Sahaba died, you didn't answer me. You did not answer me. In the Malfuzat, I told you that in Malfuzat, Raza Khan Barelvi is writing this. Raza Khan Barelvi's Aqeedah, he hasn't quoted that yet. He believes that Raza Khan Barelvi believes his own belief that Prophet knows everything. Prophets know everything. Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah, knows everything. Okay, I stop.
Okay, Sunni Muslim, I didn't notice when you got disconnected. Tell me the last word you heard of Talibul Ilm. The last word you heard of Talibul Ilm.
I am not debating the issue that he is not answering me. You have to answer me, my dear. You cannot avoid the issue that you are debating. You are avoiding the issue that you are debating. You have to answer me, my dear.
The mic belongs to Sunni Muslim. It is his time now, and the timing will begin as soon as he says his first word. Thank you.
Wait? Okay, you want me to wait? Okay, I will wait. Okay, I will start. My timing starts now. Oh, moderators, you are witness. All those people who are recording this are witness. And all those people who will listen to this on YouTube, you are witness. My respected brother is asking the same question. Why Prophet still ate the food containing poison? The answer is so simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give the knowledge of this incident to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And lest my brother take a U-turn, it was again told to him, our belief is the knowledge of the unseen was given to Prophet, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deemed it permissible. Similarly, now he has done a big blunder. He has done a very big blunder. He said, Ahmad Rida Khan Bareilvi rahmatullah alayh quotes a hadith. He did not mention the reference of the hadith in his book, that Jibreel alayhi salam was waiting outside the house but was not entering. So when Jibreel alayhi salam, when Prophet went outside and he saw Jibreel enter standing, he asked him, Jibreel, why are you not entering my house? He said, because there is dog in your house. That means Ahmad Rida Khan believed that Prophet did not have the knowledge of the complete unseen. My dear brothers, I have not quoted this incident, neither do I know the book in which Ahmad Rida Khan Bareilvi rahmatullah alayh has written this. It is my respected brother who has quoted this incident. So as by Ahmad Rida Khan Bareilvi writing this incident shows, he did not think that Rasulullah had the complete knowledge of the unseen. I will not be quoting the quotation from the Ashraf Ali Thanvi's book, that will be inshallah later, where grandfather of Ashraf Ali Thanvi comes from grave to bring laddu sweet for his wife. And this, as I have promised, it will be scanned in Urdu with English translation on my blogspot. But that is not the issue, because I am just sticking to Quran and Hadith. Till now my brother has not quoted me one Quranic verse which says Allah did not give the knowledge of the unseen to Rasulullah. The verse he quoted, he himself gave the translation that Allah has the knowledge of the unseen, which we also say. I quoted four verses showing that Allah has given this knowledge which he has to his beloved Rasulullah. Then I quoted Imam Hajar al-Asqalani, then I quoted Imam Qurtubi. I can quote tons and tons of scholars. Bayhaqi, Suyuti, Hajar al-Haythami, but no, that is not the issue. So now I request moderators here to break a deadlock, because you see my brother is just beating around the bush. And it is not only for him, it is for the whole world who will watch this YouTube video. I have told it three times. Our belief is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the knowledge of the unseen to Prophet, whatever which Allah's hikmah thought is alright. And my brother cannot say, no, you did not say this. Because I know, I had this many Devandis debate in which they have lost. They take this U-turn. So I made this point very clear in my first time on the... Okay, I shall leave the mic. And I request the moderators here to be just and break this deadlock. Maybe my English is bad, my Indian accent is bad, so my brother is not understanding it. Rasulullah was given the knowledge of the unseen, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to be permissible. So your question is now answered. Since Allah did not deem it right to give this knowledge of the unseen incidents, or to the knowledge of the dog incidents, or similarly we have a very famous hadith, that some people ask Prophet which is the best place and which is the worst place. Prophet said, I don't know. Jibreel alayhi salam came and told it is market and masjid respectively, and Prophet gave this news. So by quoting this hadith from Ahmad Rida Khan Bareilvi's book, he has clearly proved that Ahmad Rida Khan Bareilvi rahmatullah alayh did not think that Rasulullah had the complete knowledge. As I said, and I said this in my first stand on mic, that whatever Allah thought, he gave it. See, I have not yet come to hadith. My brother has started quoting hadith. All of you who have got access to Sayyid Jibreel Haddad's Hafizullah's website, you know how many hadiths we can quote. But I have now just quoted four Quranic ayat. It's understanding by Imam Hajar al-Asqalani, Imam Qurtubi, Imam Bayhaqi will be quoted later. So I request moderators here to intercede and break this deadlock. Whether I may be bad in my communication or my respected brother will not be understanding it. So please make this point clear so that we can proceed. Jazakumullah al khairah.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma abad. here, Raza Khan Barelvi is writing in his kitab, Khalis al-Aitiqad, page number 53. I have to quote it because it's in Urdu. He says, کہا گیا ہے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو آخر میں پانچوں غیبوں کا بھی علم عطا ہو گیا مگر ان کو چھپانے کا حکم تھا اور یہی صحیح قول ہے. رضا خان بریلوی in his book خالص الاعتقاد page 53 says that Prophet ﷺ was given the knowledge of all five things concerning غیب which are in the ayat of the Quran surah لقمان. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی says in Surah Luqman, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. Okay, you want me to translate it into English for you. Fine, but he contradicts the Quran, Raza Khan Barelvi, in his book, where Sunni Muslim is deliberately avoiding. He do not want the public to know Raza Khan Barelvi's Aqeedah, which he refuted the Quran by his Aqeedah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in